Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Daf Yud. We begin today the fourth parak of Masechta Shkalim. Today's shiur is sponsored by Zuvi Kupfer in memory of Golda Basra of Aaron. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. The neshama should have an aliyah. We are holding again at the very beginning of the fourth parak. I also want to thank Alicia Graf again for covering for me over the past few days, and he apologizes for the recorder malfunction yesterday, but we're back online hopefully today. So today as I said before, we begin the fourth parak. The Mishnah is going to list all the different things that they would do, what types of items they were allowed to buy with the Trumas Halishcha, which karbanos they could buy from the Trumas Halishcha, what they could not pay for with the Trumas Halishcha, and that's going to get into whether individual whether a person who volunteers to watch the Svichei Shviyas to make sure that during Shemitah year no one takes the grain that they need to use for the Omer, for the Karban Omer, whether that person can get paid. The Mishnah is going to machlokas whether that person can get paid with the Trumas Halishcha, and that's going to lead us into a discussion about individually donated items. Can you use an individually donated items for an actual Karban, for Machshirei Karban, like the wood that they would use for the Maracha, Bigdei Kohuna? Can you have Bigdei Kuna that are individually donated? Then we're going to discuss whether the Omer Shtei Lechem are only brought from Eretz Yisrael and from Chadash, and what that means in terms of other halachos, how that chiddush, that idea that Omer Shtei Lechem can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael and can only be brought from Chadash, how that affects other areas of halacha. At the end of Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss whether you can plant during Shemitah to have grain for the Karban Omer. Let's say you don't have any grain that's growing on it. So can you plant? Can you violate Zariah? Can you plant during Shemitah in order to make sure that one has grain? And then we're going to also talk about how the payment worked for the Shomrei Svichim B'Shviyas, for the people who would guard the fields in Shemitah. How we would pay them, taka from the Trumas Halishcha. The next Mishnah is going to talk about what was bought with the Trumas Halishcha and the Shiyari Lishcha and the Mosar, the Mosar Shiyari Lishcha and the Mosar Atruma. So we're going to discuss all the other different monies and what they went to, not just the Trumas Halishcha. And the Gemara is going to tell us that people paid which people were paid from the Trumas Halishcha, how we would which different services people provided that they would be able to get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. And the last topic of the daf is which kelim are ma'akev karbanos, meaning in the Beis Hamikdash, which kelim you need to have in the Beis Hamikdash or in their proper place in order for a karban to be brought, which ones are not necessary in order for a karban to be brought. So anyway, let's pick up from the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah on the bottom of Tesavim Beis, the beginning of the fourth parak. What would they do with the Trumas Halishcha, with the money from the Trumas Halishcha? Lokhin batamid and musafin v'nischeim. They would buy carbon tamid, carbon musaf, all the nesachim that go along with the carbon tamid, carbon musaf. Ha'omer shtei alechem. They would buy the carbon omer that they would bring on the second day of Pesach, the shtei alechem that they would bring on Shavuos, v'lechem apanim, the dough that they, the flour and ingredients that they would need for the lechem apanim, which is every single week on the shulchan. V'kol karbanos hatzibur. And all the different karbanos hatzibur that was paid for from the Trumas Halishcha. Shomrei Svichin B'Shviyas. During Shemitah year, the halacha is that one is not allowed to plant grain, one is not allowed to work the fields, but also anything that does grow, the Svichei Shviyas, anything that happens to grow on its own, you're not allowed to guard your field to make sure other people don't take it. It all becomes hefker, and anybody's allowed to come and take it. However, the Beis Hamikdash had to see to it that even during Shemitah year, they had grain to use for the Omer, and to use for the Shtei Alechem, to be able to bring the Karbanos. So they would have people who would guard certain sections of a field to make sure that there was what to have for the Beis Hamikdash. Gemara will discuss how they were allowed to do that. After all, aren't they guarding a field during Shemitah? But anyway, there were people that were in charge of guarding the Svichei Shviyas. So those people had to get paid. So Notan Schar Mitrumas Halishcha. Tanakama says they also would get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Rav Yossi Amar Af HaRotze Misnadev Shomer Chino. Rav Yossi says, yeah, they can get paid from the Trumas Halishcha, but what they could also do is volunteer their services. That if they wanted to volunteer their services to watch the field so that you could bring the Omer Shtei Lechem, that's perfectly fine too. They don't have to get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. So Amar Lo Afa Ta Omer Shein Ba'in Shein ba'in el mishal tzibur. So the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi, no, they can't volunteer their services. If they volunteer their services, then it turns out that it's a yachid who has some shaychus to this grain, and he's donating it on his own, and all of the elements of a korban tzibur have to come mishal tzibur. It has to come from communal funds. So we must pay them from the Trumas HaLishcha. They must get paid so they don't develop any sort of personal connection to this grain, and to avoid it becoming a personal donation. It can't be a personal donation. It has to be something that's from the tzibur. The idea of a being a personal donation is a concern that they're not going to donate it b'lev shalem, that they're not going to be interested. Once it becomes theirs, they're not going to be interested in giving it with a lev shalem, and it's not going to really belong to the tzibur, to the tzibur entirely. So that's the concept, that ein bayin el mishal tzibur can only come from the tzibur funds. Now the Gemara Maseches Menachos raises the question. The Gemara on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph Maseches Menachos, it sounds that the Omer during the year of Shemitah was brought from Svichin. So I mentioned before, meaning that the things that grew in the ground on their own. So I mentioned before that the Gemara deals with this kasha. The Gemara raises the question, how you're allowed to do that? This is a different question. Actually, the Korban Omer was he had a kmitza by the Korban Omer. He had to take a kometz, and the kmitza was burnt on the mizbeach. And it says by Shvius, Shabbos haaretz lachem liachla, and we darshin liachla velo l'sreifa. That the one of the halachos of Perush Shvius is that Perush Shvius you're allowed to eat. There's no issur to eat produce of Shemitah. However, you are not allowed to burn produce of Shemitah. It's an usher to burn produce of Shemitah. So wait a second. So I understand very well they're going to use Svichei Shviyas for Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim gets eaten. They're going to use Svichei Shviyas for parts of a carbon that get eaten. But what about the kmitza that you have to take? The kmitza that you have to take from each of these karbanos has to get burnt. So isn't that a violation of what you're allowed to do with Perush Shemitah? So the Gemara answers that it says by the Omer Lidoro Seichem. And it can't be that if it's Lidoro Seichem, that every Shemitah year they would cancel the Korban Omer. So it must be that the Torah is teaching us that, yes, in a chinami, you're going to have to burn it, and this is an exception to the rule. So you can't bring from the, because there's no other way to do it. You can't bring it from the previous year's grain, because the Omer always needs to be, it says Karmel, which we darshan Malei Verach. It has to be something that's harvested very shortly before the Hakrava. So it can't be from previous year's grain. So must be the only way it's going to be l'doros seichem and not be cancelled for Shemitah is if you're going to burn the kometz. So Tosfos raises the question that according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that which is guarding during Shemitah becomes neser ba'achila, so this omer becomes aser ba'achila because they guarded it, so it should be aser to be makrav on the mizbeach. Anything that's aser for a hedyot is aser from the mizbeach as well. We refer to when the mizbeach gets something as achilas hamizbeach. So shouldn't it be aser anyway? If you hold like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that any time you guard something during Shemitah, it becomes aser ba'achila. So Tosfos has a few terutzim. One of the terutzim Tosfos says, the first terutz is that when Rabbeinu Tam says that when something is b'shumar, it's aser ba'achila, that's only when you're guarding it in order to be kotzer. So, that's if you're guarding it because you don't want other people you want to harvest it for yourself. But and that would be an isser midarabban midaraisa would be mutter. Tosfos also says that the shomrim would not stop other people from taking it. They would just let other people know, oh, okay, what you're about to take, you should just realize we're just watching over because it's going to be for the Korban Omer, for all of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael is relying on nobody taking that. Have a nice day. If you want to take it, take it. And then people would realize, oh, if it's for all of Klal Yisrael, maybe that would be the wrong, maybe I can go to someone else's field and take something else. I don't want to cost all of Klal Yisrael the Korban. So in that sense, it's not actual actually being guarded in terms of Shemitah. Okay, says the Gemara now, Ma ra'azman atzei kohanim v'ha'am lihimanos. This is actually working off of a Mishnah Maseches Tainus. In Tainus it says in Daf Chavav that Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am Tisha, that there were 9 days out of the year where there were certain families of Kohanim that were allowed to bring the Eitzim, where not only were they allowed to bring the Eitzim, it was their day, it was a big celebration, that it was their day to contribute the wood that they would use in the Beis HaMikdash. So where does that come from? How did they get these 9 days? We'll see the connection to our mission in a minute. When Klal Yisrael came back from Galus and they didn't find Eitzim in the Lishka, these are the families that stepped up and donated Eitzim on their own. And they gave those Eitzim to the Tzibur, the Karvu Mehem, Karbanos Tzibur, and they used that to bring Karbanos Tzibur. The history of the Neviim, Shebineim, so the Neviim amongst them made it Tanai, Shafil Lishcha Melaya Eitzim, even if the Lishcha is full of Eitzim, Vamdu Elu Venisnadvu Eitzim Mishal Atzman, and these people were to ever get up and donate their own Eitzim, Shaloye Karban Skari Vel Mishalahen Tchila, they should always have the right to be Makrav Karbanos, to be Makrav their Eitzim first, and they have the right to donate on these days, because these are the days of the celebration, the fact that when no one else was willing to give, they were willing to give. The post can discuss from here, you see concept of a zechus in doing a mitzvah, particularly when it comes to a mitzvah that other people were not eager to do, were not interested in doing. There are tshuvas in the poskim. Ma'arik discusses, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch actually, if someone is muchzak that he has a beis haknesses bebeiso, and the tzibur wants to move it into a different place, so he says the ikar reason he says you're not allowed to take it out of the person's house is that people are going to be choshed the person that maybe he did something wrong that we wanted to take it away from him. But some of the later poskim say that if he volunteered to have it when no one else wanted it, so that's a chus, he shouldn't lose when the tzibur decides that he should lose it. As someone who once had a Beis HaKnesses Bevesi, often we're happy to have it leave the house after a while. But okay, so we learn from here the concept of someone being Zocha in a mitzvah for all time, even though he only, based on the fact that he was willing to step up at an earlier time. Amar Rabbi Acha de Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Acha says, yes, this follows the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, who we call Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Af Harotza Misnadiv Shomer Chinam. Oh, how does it follow the Shita of Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah is the one that said that Misnadiv Shomer Chinam, that the guy who guards the Svichei Shvius is allowed to do it for free. So essentially it becomes a private donation. That which he gives, it becomes a private donation, and that's still okay. So you see that the Eitzim also that are used for the Karbon can be a private donation, and we assume he does give it B'Lev Shalem, and therefore it does become Mamon HaTzibur, so it's perfectly fine to use for a Karban HaTzibur. Rabbi Yosi, this gets a little confusing, Rabbi Yosi, the Amora, says, B'Shem Rabbi Ila, Divrei HaKolhi. Right, the Rabbi Yosi, the Tana, is who we identified with this statement, Rabbi Acha identified with the statement. Rabbi Yosi, the Amora, says that, no, this doesn't only go according to Rabbi Yosi, the Tana, this is Divrei HaKol, this goes according to everybody. Ma Pligin, Begufa shel karban, the whole machlokas in our Mishnah, whether you can have privately donated grain to use for the karban omer, that whether you or you're allowed to have the shomrei svichei shvius volunteer their time, meaning whether they can, and therefore it will be privately donated, or you have to dafka pay them, that was only because the grain itself is gufa shel karban, that is the karban itself. Avol b'machshirei karban, but when it comes to not the carbon itself, but the machshire carbon, that which aids the carbon, like the wood that they would use to burn the parts of the carbon, That everyone agrees. That's not subject to machlokas tanaim. Everybody agrees that the yachid will be able to donate fully to the tzibur. And similarly, tani isha shasak sonus levna ksheira. If a woman decides to sew her own big day kuna for her son who is a kohen, so that's perfectly kosher to use his big day kuna. Ubelvachitim shenel tzibur, as long as she gives it over to the tzibur. Amar Rabbi Acha de Rabbi Yosihi. Rabbi Yosi Amar Afarotz Masad of Shomer Chinam. So Rabbi Acha again says, ah, that's only going like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says that the Shomer Sevich HaShviyas could be someone who does not get paid, and he privately donates it. So here too, the woman privately donates the Big Day Kuna. So Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Ila, Divrei Akolhi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it goes according to all the Shitos in the Mishnah. Ma pligin b'guf ha'shal karban. The whole machlok is only by guf ha'shal karban. Avim machshiri kol amamode shehu mishtan karban yachal karban sibur. But when it comes to machshirei karban, like Eitzim, or like Big Day Kahuna, everyone agrees that a person can donate that, and it's going to turn into karban sibur. Says the Gemara, Masnisen Pligi al Rabbi Yossi. We have a brisa that goes against Rabbi Yossi. Osa Yam Nog in Bishaskat, meaning Rabbi Yossi the Amora. Rabbi Yossi the Amora, who suggested that both Shitos and our Mishnah would agree that you're allowed to give machshire karban from a yachid. So we have a brisa that goes against that. Osna Yam Nogin Bishas Karban Vishalo Bishas Karban. Those celebration days, those celebratory days that they would have for donating the wood, they were knowing both when the Beis HaMikdash was around, that's what it means, Bishas Karban, when they actually were able to use the wood for karbanos, to burn karbanos, vishalo b'shas karban. And also, they still celebrate those days when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. Rabbi Yossi Omer, eina noagin el b'shas karban bilvad. That they're only knowing these days, b'shas karban, they're not knowing these days, shalo b'shas karban. So they're only knowing these days when the Beis HaMikdash is around, they're not knowing these days when the Beis HaMikdash was not around. So now, according to Rabbi Acha, who holds that there's machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, whether Yechidim can bring Eitzim, I understand the machlokas very well, because everyone's Lushitasa. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Yom Tov Shalahem is because of the Nidvas Eitzim. Turns out, so when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no reason to be knowing any sort of Yom Tov, because they're not being Misnadev any Eitzim anymore. And the Rabbanon would hold that even Bezmat Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, they weren't really Misnadev the Eitzim. The Yom Tov was only a Zecher to the mitzvah that they really did, but they weren't really being Misnadev the Eitzim. The whole Yom Tov was a Zecher to the mitzvah that they did once upon a time when they returned from the Golos. So it turns out that Yom Tov you could celebrate even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. You can celebrate that Yom Tov whenever you want. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, in the name of Rabbi Elo, holds that the Rabbanon are Moda, that Yechidim are allowed to be Misnadev Eitzim, and it turns out that the Yom Tov, according to everybody, is because of the Nedava, because they volunteered to give the Eitzim. So then it should be according to everybody that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, the Yom Tov should be cancelled. The whole celebration is only they're able to give the Eitzim. So according to all the Shitos, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there should be no Yom Tov anymore. It's not about a Zecher, it's about a Zechus that they have going forward to always be able to be Misnadev. Va'od, and another Raya the Gemara brings, that they were knowing this Yom Tov even when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and like the Shita of the Rabbanan, the Yechidim are not Misnadev Eitzim, and the whole Yom Tov is only a Zecher. Min Hadaf, from the following Braisa, Detanya, Amar Ablaz Rav Tzadik, Anu Hayinu, Mibnei Sna ben Binyamin. He says, we were from the family of Sna'a ben Binyamin, v'chal Tishba of Leos b'Shabbos, and once Tishba fell out on Shabbos, v'dechino salam otzoi Shabbos, and they pushed it off to Sunday, v'yinu mesanim v'lo mashlimin, and we weren't mashlim the fast of Tishba, because it was our Yom Tov, it was our special day. Now, this was Tishba. Tishba, obviously, they didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, if it was Tishba, if they were observing Tishba, and yet they were still observing this Yom Tov. They were still eating in the second half of the day, where they weren't mashlim the tainus, because they held that this Yom Tov is Docha, at least partially, Tish B'Av. So you see that the Yom Tov still applied even after the Beis HaMikdash was no longer around. So we said that you could purchase, we must purchase all of these karbanos with the Trumas HaLishcha. So Tamin Tanin, Kol Karbanos HaYachad V'Tzibur Bain Min HaAretz U'min Chutz La'aretz Min HaChadosh Min HaYashan. So we learned over there that all these karbanos HaYachad and karbanos HaTzibur could be brought from grain that comes from anywhere, and it could be from new grain and from old grain. Chutz mina Omer u'shtei alechem, shein banel mina chadash mina aretz. Except for Omer u'shtei alechem, they are the exception. They can only be brought from grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael, and it has to be from chadash grain, from the new grain of this year. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya de Rabbi Yishmal. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya says that this is Rabbi Yishmael. This assumes, like the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, that the Omer u'shtei alechem have to be brought from the new grain, have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi Yishmael Omer eino Omer ba. Minasuria. Rabbi Shmuel says explicitly the carbon omer cannot be brought from grain that grows in Surya. It has to be brought from grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael proper. Tamin Taninon, Esa Kedushos Hein. The Mishnah says that that there are 10 Kedushos, that there are 10 levels of Kedusha. There's a Mishnah at the beginning of Kalim, that there are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. You have the Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, and you go through the 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekudashos Mikol HaRatzos. So Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than all other lands. Umahi Kedusha. So in what way does its kedusha reflect itself? Shemivin mimena haomer vabikurim v'shtei alechem mashein nevin kein mikol haaretzos. In what way does it reflect itself? Well, you can only bring the omer, the bikurim, and the shtei alechem from Eretz Yisrael. You cannot bring it from any other land. So you see that this is very much like Rabbi Yishmael, that it can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yirmi de Rabbi Yishmael he de Rabbi Yishmael omer ein omer b'menasuri. You see, this is exactly like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that the Omer cannot be brought from Surya. It has to dafka be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Tamin tanin Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Macharish Rishos, Af Katzi Rishos, Yatzik Tzira Omer, Shu Mitzvah. So we learned over there the following drasha. That it says in Mesecha Shviyas that when the pasuk says Sheshes Yom Tavod Uvayom Hashvii on Shabbos Tishbos Becharish Bekatzir Tishbos, that one should stop all activities of Harisha and Ktzira on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel says this pasuk is coming to teach me by identifying these two malachos of Harisha and Ktzira that you're allowed to be Kotzer the Omer on Shabbos, because we darshin that just like by definition Harisha is not a mitzvah, there's never a mitzvah to plow anything. So just like by definition, when it tells me not to plow on Shabbos, it means don't do a plowing of Rishus. So too, Af Katzir, when it tells me not to be Kotzer on Shabbos, it's telling me not to be Kotzer in a Rishus kind of way on Shabbos, but to be Kotzer for a mitzvah, like Tziras Omer, which is a mitzvah that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Menachos, Tafayin Beis, makes it clear from the fact that you're allowed to do Tziras Omer on Shabbos, you see that if the Tziras Omer is done Shalokim mitzvaso, it's going to be puzzle, because otherwise you would have had to do the Ksiris Omer before Shabbos, even though that's Shalokim mitzvaso. It's not ideal, it's not Tamimos Tiyena, it wouldn't be perfect. We would have to do that in order to avoid Chil Shabbos. We never would have been Matir Chil Shabbos. So you see that we're Makbid, that the Ksira should dafka be done Kim mitzvaso, so you cannot do the Ksira any earlier. So Rabbi Shmuel Bidate says the Gemara, or Kidate, Rabbi Shmuel is Lashitas over here. That Ktziras Omer has to be kimitzvasa with every detail that's mufurish in the Torah. The Rabbi Shmuel da Omer eino Omer ba min Asuria. This is Rabbi Shmuel l'shitas Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel l'shitaso who says the darshins from the pasuk Moshvosechem tovi lechem tenufa shtayin, that has to dafka be mi Moshvosechem. It's got to dafka come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Surya. Kidate da Omer yatzik Ktziras Omer shu mitzvah, which is l'shitaso that says that Ktziras Omer can be done on Shabbos. And that's also based on the fact that the Torah describes the Ksir Summer as being Tamimos Tiyena, and the only way to do it that way is by being Kotzer on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our mission that says that Shomer Svichi Vishvi is Notan Schar Mitchumas Alishcha? Rabbi Shmuel, he. So says the Gemara, it's got to be Rabbi Shmuel who says that the guards of the Svichi Shvius get paid from the Chumas Alishcha. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, no, Divrei Akolhi, Lo Matzu Besuria, Mivino Samasvichin Shavar Yisrael. Why did we assume it's Rabbi Shmuel? Because why are we putting guards over grain in Eretz Yisrael? Just bring it from Surya. Just bring the grain from somewhere that you don't have to worry about Shemitah produce. Elamai, we must be assuming like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that you can only bring from Eretz Yisrael produce. So that's what the Gemara answers. No, maybe it's Divrei Akol, and it's a question of L'chadchila B'diavad, that L'chadchila in Achinat, we bring from Surya. But what if we can't have? What if we can't find any grain available in Surya? So just in case you can't find any grain available in Surya, so that's when that's what they would use the That's what they would have these guards for, to bring dafka from Eretz Yisrael. The Achronim raises the question. The Torah Evan raises the question. The Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel that we dashen k'tzir chem v'lo k'tzir nachrim, that you're not allowed to bring from a sudden nachri the omer. So if that's true, then we should dashen also k'tzir chem v'lo shel hefker, and omer that would come from Hefker should be possible, meaning if Ksir Chem means possessive, it must belong to you, and we're able to dash from that it cannot belong to an Achri, so the Chorah cannot be Hefker either, and if it comes from Hefker it should be possible. So this is particularly difficult according to the Chacham over here, who hold that you're allowed to bring from Chutz Laretz. So the Shitasam, the Lechachilu way should be impossible. You should never be able to bring it from Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah year, because you could always you shouldn't be allowed to bring it from Hefker, right? You should always bring from Chutz Laretz rather than to bring from Hefker. So the Tiri Evan suggests that maybe there's a difference between Nachri and Hefker. Even though from a Goy you're not allowed to bring, Hefker is not excluded from Kitzir Chem. The Raya he has is from the Gemara in Becharos Daf Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says of Mari Barachel was Hikna Oznei Behemos of the Nachri in order to avoid the Chiyuv of Bechora. So Lechora, why does he have to do that? He could have just been mafkirit. So what Elamai, what do you see? A Raya that it's not for everything that we consider Hefker and Nachri to be equivalent to each other. And maybe who I didn't over here, that maybe Kitzir Chem Velo Shal Nachri means it can't belong to someone who's not amongst Klal Yisrael. But if it doesn't belong to anybody, maybe that's not a violation of Ktsir Chem. That's how the Tori Evan suggests, one of the ways the Tori Evan suggests to answer this kasha. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Ha-hein Omer Mahu She-Yizra B'tchila. What if you don't have any available grain to use for the Korban Omer, and it's Shemitah year? Can you plant grain in order to have grain available for the Korban? So B'chia Bar Ada Boi Komei Rabbi Mana Lo Nimtza K'Kometz Shal Ashirayim She'ina Ne'echalim. He says, but wait a second, what normally happens? The halacha normally is when you take a kmitza from a Korban Mincha, the Shirayim are Ne'echalim. The kmitza gets burnt, whatever's left over gets eaten. Well, if you just planted this grain in Shemitah, you're not going to be allowed to eat the Shirayim. The Shirayim are going to be Aser, so it's going to ruin everything. So we just learned in Maseches Pesachim that certain things that could be brought, karbanos could be brought betuma, and even though normally those karbanos have parts that are necha that get eaten, but because it was brought betuma, they don't get eaten betuma. So sometimes, in terms of which parts of the karban you're allowed to eat, sometimes in extenuating circumstances, you don't get to eat those parts of the karbanos, but we still bring those karbanos. So maybe in Echinami, you're allowed to be zareya, and in Echinami, the shirayim will not get eaten. But it doesn't matter that the shirayim will not get eaten, you're still allowed to bring the karban. So now the Gemara discusses, how would we pay these Shomrei Svichei Shvi'is? When you pay them, you can't just pay them with money that belongs to the Tzibur, with Kodesh money, because you pay in order for Kodesh money to be able to be used for mundane purposes, you have to be mechalel it on something, on an object, on something. You can't just pay it to people and say, okay, now go buy your groceries with it, do whatever you want with it. You have to be mechalel it on something. And where's the chilul of this money? So what would they do? So what they would do is, first they would go borrow money from a random shulchani, from a regular guy who's a money changer, who has extra chulin money lying around, and they'd give it to the people who were kotzer and shomer, the svichei shviyis, ad shlo yikrava omer, before the korban omer was brought. Now once they had the grains for the korban omer, which was just regular grain that was harvested from a field, they would then take the money that came from the trumas halishcha and be mechalal that money on the grain. So the grain now became kadosh, the money now became chulin. So, and they would then give that money back to the shulchani to pay him back for the money that they borrowed in order to pay the workers. So says the Gemara, v'tavos kain, is that okay to do such a thing? Says the Tikkun Chadin says, v'chitovu l'chal mos halishcha la'omer, domina omer yelech harbe li'ibud, nekiyusa mipsola shabo l'shirayim. How much of the grain was actually used for the korban omer? Most of it was waste product, most of it they would throw away. So how could you be mechalel the money on the grain? Now the entire thing, with the stalk and the chaff, everything, it all becomes kadosh. And they're only going to refine it perfectly before they use it for the korban. So So what are you going to do with all the leftover parts that are kadosh now? So Rabbi Yechon Rabba Kolma. So the carbon aid, by the way, understands the question is v'tavus kain. How could they do that? It's not worth nearly as much money. I mean, you're paying them for months of watching over this grain, and how much is the grain worth? A couple of bundles of grain, it's worth a couple of bucks. So you're going to have to pay them a lot more money than the grain is actually worth. So whichever way the kasha goes, the answer is that kol ma sheyitein hein in dama mishar rishona. Whatever amount of money you give, we assume that's the value of what you actually use for the carbon, of that tiny amount of grain that you actually use for the carbon. Tana af bepiskei avanim kein. The same is true when it would come to the stones that people would use to build kodesh, to build things in kodesh. How kesaru also? How they pay the people who worked with the stones? Notamos mishulchani v'nos lechotzvin l'sasasin ashel tinosan al gabei adimus. They would take the money from the shulchani, borrow money from a shulchani, and give it to the people who would work with the stones before they would place it in the buildings. And mishenisan al adimus, maybe most mishumas alishkum chalin aleha. Then there would be mechal the money from the Trumas Lishcha on the stones, and then they would pay back that with that money the Shulchani. The Tavos Kain, again the same kasha. So Biyosi Birabon B'Shem Shmuel Kol Ma She'itein Hein En Damei Mishar Rishon. Now whatever they would give, that would count as the damim, that would count as the value Mishar Rishon. That was considered to be the full value of it. Says Mishnah. New Mishnah. Part of the Sir Mishtaleach, the Lashon Shel Zahoris, the Parah Aduma, the Sir Mishtaleach for Yom Kippurim, the Lashon Shel Zahoris that they used by the Shefas Parah Aduma, that they would together with the Eitz Erez and the Ezov are Bar Mitrumas Halishcha. All these things come from the money of the Trumas Halishcha. Kevesh Parah, the Kevesh Sa'ir, the ramp that we learn about in the third parak of Maseches Parah, that they would put the Parah on in order to avoid any chashash of any sort of tuma, and the kevesh of the seir mishtaleach, the ramp that they would have, that we learn about in Maseches Yuma and Daf Samach Vav, where they would send the seir la'azazel on a high ramp that would go outside of the city, on this high bridge that would go outside of the city, so that no one would be able to stop it along its way. V'lashon shebein karnav, and the lashon that the piece of wool that they would put between the horns of the seir mishtaleach that we learn about in Maseches Yuma, va'amas Mayim, and the Amas HaMayim that would go through the Azara, so the Choma Seir and the walls of the city, Magdalosa, and all the watchtowers, the Kolt Sarcheir, and all the needs of the city would be paid for, Bayin Mishiyari Elishcha, would come from the Shiyari Elishcha, was left over after you took the Trumas Elishcha. Abishal Omer Kevesh Para Kohanim Gedol Mosim Mishalatman. Abishal says, no, the Kevesh Para, the ramp, the bridge that they made for the Para Duma, the Kohanim Gedol would pay for with their own money. Moser Shiari Lishka Mayu Osin Behen. What would they do with the Moser Shiari Lishka, the money that remained after the Shiari Lishka, after they already did all of these things? So what would they do with the leftover money? So Lochem and Yenos Shmanim Stasos, they would buy wine and oil and flowers, Vaschar Lehegdish, and they would open up a business for people who needed the Sachem for their Karbanos. So they'd buy it wholesale, they'd sell it retail, and Hegdish would make a little bit of money off of it, and Hegdish would get that extra money. Div Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says, no, we're not allowed to invest Hegdish money to buy things wholesale and sell it. We don't start a business with Hegdish money. Not a good idea. And not only that, we don't do it with money of Aniyim either. Money that's set aside for tzedakah, we also don't set aside for we also don't invest. The Gemara is going to make it clear that the reason we don't do this is because we're afraid of a hefsid. We're afraid that it's going to go down in value. You're going to buy something wholesale, and then the market's going to go bust or something, and you're going to lose all that money. We're not allowed to play games with hektish money or with money of aniyim. The Bavli seems to give other reasons why you're not allowed to invest money of aniyim, that sometimes the ani might come and he's going to ask for money and say, oh, sorry, I don't have anything. It's all being invested right now. I don't have any liquidity right now on the tzedakah funds. Well, that's a big problem. You have to have liquidity on the tzedakah funds. So that might be another reason why we're not allowed to invest Michel aniyim. Moser Chuma Mayu Osinba. What would they do with the Moser Chuma, the money that remained over in the kupos, in the small kupos akatanos at the end of the year? What would they do with that? So Rukui Zav Tzipor the base Kodesh Hakadoshim, the golden tiles that they would line the Kodesh Hakadoshim with, they paid for with that. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Moser Peros Kitz HaMizbech. Now, according to Rabbi Yishmael, they made money on selling Yenos Shmanim Slasos. Now, what did they do with that money? Now, that's called Moser HaPeros, right? What did they do with that money? So that they would buy extra Karbanos whenever the Mizbech didn't have anything going on. Moser Truma L'Kli Shares. The Moser Truma goes to Kli Shares. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Moser Truma L'Kitz HaMizbech, Moser Nesachim L'Kli Shares. That the Moser Truma would go to Kitz HaMizbech, Moser Nesachim goes to the Kli Shares. Rabbi Chanani Sagan HaKonim Omer, Moser Nesachim Kitz HaMizbech. The Moser Nesachim goes for the Kitz HaMizbech, for giving Karbanos when the Mizbech doesn't have anything going on. Moser Truma L'Kli Shares, and Moser Truma goes for Kli Shares. And they didn't agree about the Moser HaPeros, because according to them, there was no Moser HaPeros. There was no extra money from selling Hegdash making money by selling things. So there's no Metzius, there's no such case of Moser HaPeros, according to both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chananya Sagana Kohanim. It just doesn't exist, so that's why they never have to deal with what to do with such money. Kevash Par, Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Gimel Lashonos, says that there were three Lashonos. We mentioned the Lashon Shel Zahoris in our Mishnah, so there was Shel Seir B'Sela. The Lashon that they would use for the Seir was weighed one Sela, meaning there are three places that we find that you have to have a red piece of wool in the Tzura, in the shape of a Lashon, of a tongue. And each time it has to have a different weight. So the one that they would use for the Seir Mishtaleach, that would weigh one Sela. And they would divide that into two, and each one would do weigh a shekel, which is a chatzi sela. Shel mitzora, when it says in the Torah that v'tziva kohen, they would take the tziparim chayus toros eitzeres ushni solaas. So that shni solaas was b'shekel. That weighed a shekel, which is a chatzi sela. Shel para, when it says that they would take the eitzeres, the ezel of the shni solaas, and burn that with the para aduma. So that shni solaas, that lashon was shtei slaim, because it had to be very heavy in order to be able to throw it in a way that it's going to fall into the depth of the fire and get burnt together with the para aduma. So Rabbi Chunya Devras Chavrin, Rabbi Bar Zivda, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, that it wasn't shtei slaim, rather shal para b'shtei slaim u'mechza. It was two and a half slaim. V'istam afkan lishna b'asara zuz. And some say that it was asara zuz, which is shtei slaim u'mechza. It's the same thing. It's just two ways of saying the same thing. Rabbi Yudah B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Talmidei Chachamim Hamlamdim Eskarnim Hilchos Shchita Hilchos Kabbalah Hilchos Rika Notnis Karnim Mitrumas Halishcha. So now we're going to identify all the different people that also got paid from the Trumas Halishcha. So first of all, the Talmidei Chachamim who would teach the Kohanim how to do things in the Beis Hamikdash, the halachos of Shchita and Kabbalah and Zrika, they would get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Even though Shchita is Ksher Bizar, interestingly, the people who taught the Kohanim how to do it, because ultimately, if the Zar didn't know what they were doing, the Kohanim would have to take over. So it was an important thing for Kohanim to have to know how to do. So all the people who taught the Kohanim, who gave tutorials to the Kohanim on how to do these things, they got paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Radifa B'Shem Rabbi Imi Mevakri Mumei Kachim Noltan Schar Mitrumas Halishcha. The people who would check for Mumin on Kachim Behemos would also get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Rabbi Yachar Rabbi Tankum Bar Chia B'Shem Rabbi Simlai Magia Sifrei Azara Noltan Schar Mitrumas Halishcha. The people who would check the Sifrei Torah and the Azara to make sure that they were kasha and that they were corrected would get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Gidol Bar Binyam B'Shem Rabbi Yassi, Shnei Dayan Egzelos, Notzen Schar Mitrumas Halishcha. The Shnei Dayan Egzelos would get paid from the Trumas Halishcha as well. The Shnei Dayan Egzelos in Yerushalayim were named Admon and Chanan ben Avishalom. They were Gozer Gzeros and Knassos on Gazlanim. That's why they were called Dayan Egzelos. They made all sorts of Gzeros against the Gazlanim. They were done all the Ovrei Averos, particularly the Averos HaBemikdash, like Kohanim that were Mefagel things, and therefore what they did was considered like an avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So they got paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Shmuel Amar Nashim Harugos Beparochas Notan Schar Mitrumas Halishcha. The women who would weave the parochas also got paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Rabbi Chono Amar Mitrumas Bedek Habayis. That no, the parochas that was part of Bedek Habayis. They got paid from the funds for Bedek Habayis. Ma Palig. What are they arguing about? Shmuel Avodak Kekarban. Rav Huna Avodak Kebinyan. So one of them considers it like a carbon. The other one considers the parochas to be like a binyan. So that's the question. Do we view it like a carbon because they would sprinkle the dam on Yom Kippur on the parochas, or do we view it like binyan because it was in the place of the Amitraxis? basin that was in the Mikdash Rishon, which was a wall. So the parochus was like a wall. Amar b'chizka tan Rabbi Yehuda gidgados hakataris v'kol karbonos hatzibur va'in mitrumas halishka. The gidgados hakataris and all the karbonos hatzibur would come from the would be bought from the Rabbi Yehuda gadgados hakataris, the kataris and all the karbonos hatzibur were brought from the trumas halishka. Mizbeach hazav, the inner mizbeach that was in the heichal, and the chol klei shareis ba'in mi moser nesachim, that was from the moser nesachim. According to Rabbi Akiva, when they would sell the nesachim and they'd make money off of it, so they would have moser nesachim. Mizbeach ha'ola, the mizbeach ha'ola, which was the mizbeach hachitzon, v'heichal v'azaros in the Beis Hamikdash, which were also part of the binyan Beis Hamikdash, ba'in mi shiari elishcha, that gets paid from the shiari elishcha. Chutz la'azaros, anything that they built outside of the azaros, like the chomos ha'ir and the azaros, the chomos ha'ir of Yerushalayim, the migdal seha, all that ba'in mi lishchas bedek habayis, that would come from the lishcha of the bedek habayis. So Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda Gidgados, va'tani avnei mizbech ha'hechal v'hazaros ma'alin ben. Didn't we learn that there's me'ila on the avnei mizbech, the hechal and the hazaros? So that, and if you're going to say like Rabbi Yehuda Gidgados that the mizbech ha'ola came from the shiari lishcha, v'chiyesh me'ila b'shirayim, is there me'ila in the shiari lishcha? Elikrei meir, derei meir, amar ma'alin b'shirayim. So no, it must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Meir that yeah, there's me'ila even in the shiari lishcha. So amar b'chiya klum amar Rabbi Meir ela b'toch shnaso, but even Rabbi Meir would only say when the money is still b'toch shnaso, because we learned in yesterday's daf that if they ran out of money, they would go back to this money, but that was only during that year. But this is beyond the year. So what's the shaykh to say that even according to Rabbi Meir that they'd be moel in it if we're talking about after the year is up? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Gudgadol's shita is taka left as a kasha. Okay, but we'll pick up from Rabbi Chizkiya tomorrow.